The following podcast is an Embassy Row production.
What's poppin', people? On today's episode of St. Louis and Cast, Loki and Rosie, we recap the Super Bowl, the halftime show, our Valentine's Day plans, and we get a little bit off the rails about the Bill Cosby documentary.
Oh, is that what was off the rails?
And many other things. New episode of Say Less starts now. So, like, me and my old lady, we were just, like, talking one day, and she's just like, and, like, I just, like, let it slip. I was like, ah, man, I'm so tired. And she looked at me like,
you're tired?
You're tired! Like, you're tired?
How dare you say it?
See? And I was just like, oh my God, is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Well, on a list of things to do with a woman who just had a baby, yeah. Like that's yeah,
like
very top tier.
Tired to never say
that's
slip
like
out
top three.
I'm learning this.
Like
top
you're
three
exhausted.
Things you shouldn't say. You're tired.
So here's
you don't
thing.
Have time for anything.
Yeah, oh,
so,
you don't have time
so
for
here's
shit.
The thing.
Top
like,
of the list.
People don't tell you that when you're about to, like, you know, start the whole family thing. Like,
I haven't had fun in, like, I haven't done anything fun.
But you haven't seen it in, like, shows or, like, your parents or
of
just,
course.
Like,
I've
right,
seen it in
so
shows.
Right, so you're not obsolete from.
It's TV. Like, I've tried to, you know what I tried to do? Like, in the, like, months leading up to it, I'd either talk to, like, friends with kids
yeah.
or, like, just people that have just been around. Because, like, I'm a last born boy,
so
not only have I, you know, never had younger brothers or sisters.
You guys have older
stuff,
sisters?
Yeah, I have older cousins and sisters and stuff like that.
I'm
but it's like,
yeah.
But I have one older brother, so like, my experience with kids is very minimal, just on a general level.
Right.
So
you have an older brother?
Yeah, you met my older brother. Where's
you
know Rock Nation?
I've never met your older brother.
Well, he moved to L.A., but shout out to my brother.
You've met
him before. He's been around.
He don't look like you though.
He does. He does.
I feel like he doesn't.
He's smaller than me, even though he's older than me.
He doesn't
not
look
smaller.
Like the older.
Wow.
He's.
I look
he
older
looks
than
like
him.
The older brother.
Yeah, I look like.
He looks like older brother.
I look like I ate my older brother.
Yeah.
But nah, like I have these conversations when you're about to, you know, have, you know,
have
the whole
kid.
Family thing, and you get told all the regular stuff like, oh man. Get ready to not sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You know, you got to be here for this. Oh, man. Like, all, like, general stuff. But there's a bunch of little nuances.
That you weren't taught or.
That you never really taught.
Or described to.
And you could only learn by experience. And one of them is saying those key words that you could never say.
And I bet you, I just know she has an evil.
And I know Jazz. Like,
I could picture Jazz's face right now in the dead silence. I could picture the silence after that stare,
bro.
And just like the
and
awkward
I've
in the room.
I've
like,
seen them argue. I've
yeah.
seen
just,
them.
Just like hoping he can stop
yeah.
time and be like.
I've seen them go
yeah.
back and forth. I've seen them bicker.
But here's the thing. I want to make it clear. I want to make it clear as the story continues. This isn't like Jasmine is like.
No.
The Loch Ness Monster or some bullshit like that. She's just
no. It was first.
But,
no, she's a woman
exactly.
who just had a baby.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No,
and
I'm
you
just,
work. To be honest, you
yeah,
you
and
work
then,
a lot.
And then here
I
you come.
So
just,
she here. Then you come saying you're tired. She probably hasn't
oh,
had a nap
oh,
in
man,
days.
I'm tired. Oh,
like
man, I'm exhausted.
Naps
like,
are probably is a luxury thing right. to Jasmine right now.
I'm surprised she didn't clock you in your head.
Oh,
you left that part out.
He said she did.
He's like, oh, I didn't finish the
it's
story.
Left that part out.
But these are like the dope times of life, though, because it's like, I feel like we're kind of in a groove now
yeah.
as far as like being like parents and stuff. And
yeah.
it's like, it's not, it's new still, but it's not like, you know.
I think what you guys are experiencing together, I think it's one, it draws you closer. Two,
yeah.
you really start to understand how. You guys are built
mm-hmm.
just for adult life.
You learn a lot about
you
yourself.
You learn a lot. And now
and you learn a whole lot about your partner.
And now that you guys have another being to take care of,
mm.
it's like, we got to step up put our bullshit aside. Whatever bullshit we had before this little nigga got here. Not to say it's bullshit, but like just a little nonsense that y'all.
Yeah, nah, you know what? You just.
It's not that important.
It's not that important.
Like, fuck that. This little human. This fragile little human.
Like the fucking the hierarchy just changes so drastically and so quickly.
All while us not actually introducing the show.
Oh my gosh.
No, we didn't.
Nah, we literally went into like therapy and family. Aw,
damn.
We didn't. And this was a smooth 15 minutes.
Let me get a single shot right now. What's poppin', people? Welcome to Say Less. What's your boy, Kaz, Loki, Rosie, Jake in the building. My name is Kaz.
Because I wasn't, yo, I wasn't mad at the combo. And I didn't want to stop the like the flu, you know, the flu.
I appreciate you getting us back on the rails.
But I was just like, all right, let's
Usually you take us off the rails. It's a rare occasion when you get us back
on
track.
I'm learning, but I'm just like, all right, this is a great combo. Let's come back to it, but let's explain why we are here. Yes, Low Key, Howard University, Apple Music, yada, 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 yada.
Gang, 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 gang.
Rosie.
Rosie, yes, but also.
But also.
Yeah.
Everything you guys are saying is why I'm just gonna find a motherfucking co-parent.
Are you? So you? We've talked.
I'm gonna tell you why.
You said you're totally bad.
Like,
okay, go ahead.
I feel like I don't have a solid foundation with anyone right now to be like feelings won't get involved and he'd do some fuck shit just because he wants to be with me or something like that or vice versa.
Okay.
So I was like, at this point, just find a co-parent. Like, you're gonna be a great father. Okay, you want this kid. Let's just have this kid, and then there'll be no issues in that kid's life other than the fact that it's not a two-parent home.
So, like, how would you go about this? Like, would you be, like, very business-oriented? Like, I've seen these things.
I'll invite somebody out to the bar, and you just think it's like, Rosie wants to drink with me. Okay, cool. And then I'm like, so,
what
you been doing lately?
What are your interview questions?
Hold on, I'm getting there.
I see the bit coming. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Invite him out to the bar. How you been? Everything's good. Yo, shots. Cool. So you dating anyone? Anyone? All right. You ain't thinking about kids yet? Because, you know, we're getting older.
Cool. Okay. All right, but what if he's not saying, just like nodding along? What if he's like, what do you mean you have kids?
First of all, I don't talk to ditzy people like that. Okay. Second of all, y'all know I'll get right to it. All right, man, I'm trying to have this kid. I know you want one too, and let's just do this.
Okay, so here's my
the cheap route too. We're gonna have to fuck yes.
I was about to say, like, would you go the old fashioned way?
We're gonna go the old fashioned cheap route, which is why I already bought you 5 shots.
Wow.
And
this is almost like
really? Which is why I bought you 5 shots.
Well, first of all,
the cheap route.
Can we, because usually you have to do.
You know the other route where you have to actually pay to get like IVF, you know.
Yes.
But those are for people women who have trouble conceiving.
Okay.
Right? So that'll be more difficult. Like,
and expensive.
That's what I'm saying. God forbid I can't go the regular route and I have to do all that. That's expensive. Okay. But when you have an agreement, you have to really that's when women start looking at when they're ovulating and you're fucking at certain times of the month.
You've thought a lot about
this. No, I'm a woman. We know about this. Every time you go to your gyno.
No, I know that.
And the older you get, your gyno is more like, so what are we doing?
Tick, tick.
What are we doing here? Do you want to count your eggs? I'm like, no, I don't want no shit.
Oh my God. Yes. So you're I'm assuming this is somebody like you know and trust and
I feel like whoever I have kids is I already know.
Of course.
I met them already. They're in my life somehow. Whether they come in every couple months, I feel like I already know them.
So you you would have to kind of know your egg count though, because like, what if you just keep on pumping and like, you know,
keep on pumping.
It's
well, then that's when.
Right. Would you take any like enhancers to, you know?
Are there enhancers?
Yeah,
for that?
I think there's something you could take to like.
Kaz knows more about this than me. And I thought about this a lot.
I've learned a lot in the past like 3 years about the miracle of childbirth. But yeah, like I'm sure there's things you can take to kind of make sure, you know, the eggs are like Randy Moss hands, like you're just catching everything.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Got some fresh forces.
They're kind of fresh. Yeah, I didn't want to mention.
He got some fresh forces on.
These aren't first wears either, too. You've worn these.
He probably got them like for Valentine's Day. And he wore them like 2-3 days.
Is that a legit guess?
He got it for his Valentine's Day.
So these are .5 wears.
And then he wore.
You got .5 wears in those?
72 hours.
He's got the, oh, about under 300 steps.
Why did y'all
steps.
Know that?
Under 300 steps on those
because
airports?
Why did y'all know that?
It's not that many from Sahara to the Uber. And the Uber to his crib.
Why did y'all know that, bro?
I mean, I check everybody out.
I was looking. I was like, those are pretty. Guys, they're fresh.
Yes. All right. That and like you know, you get the little date. Lean to your forces, so I can yeah. see like it
what
hasn't
did you
hit a lot of pavement.
What did you wear for
so
Valentine's Day?
Jeans.
Oh, you did tell us you.
So low hopped in the. All right, so
he did tell us he wore jeans.
To all the lovers out there, I hope you had a great Valentine's Day.
Was drunk as fuck with my female friend.
Yeah, I saw. Shout out.
Yeah,
to
I, saw, I did see that. Yeah, I did see that.
Oh no, that was Super Bowl.
Low hops in the you know what I mean. one of those days.
Yeah. I mean like right back to back.
That was my Valentine.
Low hops in the group chat and is like, this girl got me out here wearing jeans.
Pissed. Cause if you know upset. Low, when the fuck have you seen him wearing jeans?
You could do a whole montage. Of episodes of Say
Wait,
Less
so you had to buy those.
And not catch Low wearing
jeans. Yeah, I bought a pair of fitted.
From Zara?
Nah, from H&M.
Wow. Huh. Wow.
And not
Wait,
gonna
those,
yo,
those actually that would look good
no,
on you.
Yeah, I look good. Trust me. And not gonna hold you. Like I'm like, hold yeah. on. I might go back and buy.
Another pair. Oh my low. Are you maturing in front of our eyes right now?
Fashion wise,
are you
yes.
getting? Are you getting? Are you actually?
Kaz, why are your socks so low?
What's wrong with
them? I couldn't see them, and I was like, is Kaz not wearing socks? And then he turned this foot,
bro,
and
I
saw it.
I looked at the pants. I'm like.
No, I like the fit. You
say,
look,
don't front these
no,
out.
Kaz,
no.
You look good today.
Kaz wears nice pants.
No, no, he looks good. This is a good fit.
But
I love color
like,
on tone
like,
on tone.
I'm a monochrome.
But
monochrome,
then I was looking dude, down, and I was like,
where
are
your
socks?
At?
But then I saw this foot, and I saw it. And I was like, what made him wear ankle socks?
You
kind of got to
wear like high socks with those.
I don't know.
At least a little bit like right here, right there.
Yeah, you know, I like the rise on the chino, you know what I'm saying? Like the little cuff right
those
here.
Are nice pants.
Those are really nice
thank
pants.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I got
wow.
them from, Nordstrom.
But anyway,
this is
yes.
a good this is a good episode.
No, I got
no one talks shit.
Everyone's being complimentary.
Yeah, like, I'm not I can't.
Yo, who drizzled drugs in Lowe's? In Lowe's gym.
Who is Lowe and Rosie?
Y'all look, all right, cool. And I just try to, you know, who are these people
put
and what
some
have they
light
done with
on?
Rosie, you
know, no, I noticed and I was like, and then my brain started working. I was like, he bought those.
In the
for
back
his
of
date.
My in the yeah, back of my head, Monday. Coming into this episode, Monday. Coming into the show, I just knew Lowe was gonna just say something about these pants. Like I was like, I'm like, he's gonna.
No, they look good. This is a good fit, but I love like flint gray, anything. Like I love like all color.
Well, if I'm gonna give it up for you, I'm gonna give it up for you.
I appreciate
it. And when I lean in on you, I'm gonna lean in on you.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like I'm not gonna be too far on the right, too far on the left. Like if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it ain't.
Thanks, pal.
Like her fit is. Cute fit.
Thank
you.
You
know what I mean? Yo, even Jake, you know?
Yo, Lowe came out here like,
Jake
fuck it, Oprah.
No,
compliments.
Saying, like, niggas got, we good.
Man,
you had a good Valentine's Day, didn't you?
Yeah, he did.
You had a good yeah. Valentine's
yo,
Day, didn't you?
Yo, Lowe, so how was your Valentine's?
Yo, if Lowe's on Twitter right now, you know what he tweet?
Oh, but also.
Picture the cereal box.
We didn't.
You ain't got no kid last night.
I didn't ask you how your Super Bowl party was.
It was lit.
How y'all gonna ask me a fucking question?
It wasn't even a party.
Okay, I was like, because I just remembered.
Yeah, like, yeah, just let me.
It wasn't even a party.
I had a good Valentine's Day. There,
what'd you do? No, what'd you do?
What'd you do? And had fun.
Oh, God.
Okay. Valentine's Day was
that
like,
makes
and wore jeans.
Three of us in the room.
Valentine's Day was
well,
so
Jake is here, guys. That's fine.
Jake, you had a good Valentine's Day?
Yeah, solid. Worked and went out at night.
That is. Okay. All right.
I was fucked up with my homegirl. We made dinner reservations. And we didn't know, we had no intentions or plans of getting that fucked up, but we don't know what happened. Mm. It was like, we
so
definitely
that sounds
think,
like a regular day for you.
No.
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 You know what this is?
No.
This is the phenomenon known as Galentine's Day, right?
It's a Galentine's Day event.
So
yes.
Talk to me about
and
Galentine's.
So the thing is, Galentine's is for single women who are just like, we love our friends as well. We want to make each other like,
love
fuck that.
Love.
We don't need,
this
like, yeah, we're going to go
love.
Out and have
there,
a date
were,
and a
were,
good time.
Were there any limes involved?
No, love.
It's a
no.
day about
games. We went out to, we had dinner reservations. I've been.
Pass me the Say Less Secret Sauce, please.
I've been obsessed with these comedy shows that I've been going to weekly. So we went to a comedy show, went to dinner.
Nice.
And then, you know, it's Valentine's Day, so the single men that are out are looking at two pretty single women. Mm. We spent like $100.
Nice.
So they just like tricked off on y'all.
They just kept, different men just kept sending us what we were drinking.
Okay, gotcha.
Because it's two women, but they probably felt bad for us, but we'll take it. We'll take the pity drinks. We don't give a fuck.
Like, you know what? That's kind of like the opportune time to find. Like, if you're single, you're out with your guys. Yeah. If you're single, you're out with your ladies.
Well, we kind of, on Valentine's Day, you kind of make it a point to like not look for that.
But then it's kind of a, but then it's kind goes of a, there.
Doesn't. I'm outside, I'm trying to have fun with my friend. And that's just what it is.
It can't go there.
You know, it's not about, you know, I think the way you did Valentine's Day is exactly what single women should do on Valentine's Day.
You know what I'm going to do next year? I'm going to invite more, because actually, I don't know her name, but it's one of the listeners. She was like, I would have came with y'all. I was like, you know what? Next time you're invited, I'm going to make a whole event.
We should make it a thing.
I'm going to have a whole event next year for all the women.
Rosie's Galentine's Night.
That's it.
It should be a book club.
That fuck it. we can like, play games. We can go outside, get drunk, and just
that should be like on the holidays that are celebrated with couples. Like we're talking about Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Well, New that's
Year.
Family time too.
I mean, like yeah, it both. You know, it goes.
No, next Valentine's Day, it's gonna be.
She's like, yeah,
she's doing an event.
Yeah, it's gonna be a real Galentine's.
Or like a bar crawl.
It's gonna be all women bar crawl. All the listeners are invited.
A gal crawl.
But
they ain't trying to crawl, bro. It's women.
They trying to crawl.
They want
to
go one place.
Yeah. No.
And drink one place.
I had two piercings that night. It was like a college night.
Yeah.
I went out. I got piercings and shit. We were just.
Oh, you got
fucked
two
piercings.
Am I allowed to swear?
Oh yeah, it's on my ears.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
All that's taken up, guys.
So a family show.
They're all pierced. Everything. All
right. So where we at? We got Super Bowl.
Yes.
Halftime show.
How do y'all feel? First of all, before we get into halftime, I'm the only one that predicted correctly.
You did. You did call the Rams.
Call
the
Rams. Yeah.
I wanted the Bengals to win, but I was like, Rams are the better team. And it worked out. The game was all right. It was a nice finish.
The game wasn't.
You
nice
know what?
Nice
I will say this. Usually those kind of games are, the commercials did suck.
Commercials suck.
Usually they're not like, you remember how you were like, you thought it was going to be high scoring, you thought it was going to be, I thought, I liked how it was like neck and neck.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
we
yeah.
almost didn't know who was
going
to win.
I didn't see it going that close.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it.
I didn't see it going that close.
Because one wrong move, Bengals would have got it.
I was also happy Odell scored the first one.
I know. Wasn't he out after that?
Yeah, but it was sad to see him.
And he tore his ACL.
Yeah, he tore his ACL.
Yeah, which sucks.
Terrible. But he's still a Super Bowl champion.
But he won.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, you know,
I'm sure he wanted to do more, though.
He's 30 years old right now. He was about to be a free agent. And, you know, this is like a great redemption story for him. So, like, to see him go out like that definitely did suck. But also that night, you know, yeah, Cooper Kupp ball out. You know what I mean? Like, Joe Burrow did his thing. Mm-hmm. Like, the Bengals held on as long as they could up until that last drive. It was a good game. It was
cool.
Were
you sad? Because I know you wanted the Bengals to win.
No, I wasn't that sad. Like, I wasn't terribly invested in any of these teams like that. Like,
Nobody was.
I do like, I mean, I love the Joe Burrow story. I love, you know, the comeback from the
I was rooting for that
leg.
Story.
Yeah, like, it's a great, I'm always going to root for, like,
so y'all were rooting for that?
Start.
Hold on, were y'all rooting for that more than Odell? Story?
Yeah, I was. Like, oh. I mean, you know, I'm happy Odell got it, but I wasn't sitting there like writing poems like Drake and shit. Like, I wasn't that happy. Yeah,
like Drake wrote a verse dedicated
like,
to OBJ. I'm like, all right, brother.
Hey, listen, that's his man's.
They're
and I get it.
I get it.
So that's what I'm like, I wasn't that.
If y'all were friends with him, y'all would have done the same. Like, you know what, my guy?
I mean, I don't make poems, but
me and Kaz are pretty close.
I'd write you a poem right now.
You would?
Well,
yes,
go ahead.
Would.
Go ahead.
Do it.
Now, Ivy.
Not the government.
Hold on. First of all, you remember when you were little and you were trying to freestyle and it starts with, my name is Rose. Yeah.
Not the government. But right, go ahead. I'm going to write a poem for you, too. I'm going
to
write a verse.
Do you need some time to think? Because I do want to know Lowe's thoughts on the, I want to know your thoughts on the halftime show specifically. Because I know what you don't like about that show. And I want to know if it made a difference.
You know what's funny? I'm glad you brought that up. It brings us back to the conversation about M and it was M and 50, right?
Was it an M and 50? No, it wasn't an M and 50 versus.
Yeah, no, that's what we were talking about.
It was M versus 50?
Yeah. And I hate...
I don't think we said M versus 50.
The conversation we had was, would people want to see an M versus 50 versus?
Right, okay.
It was verse 50
yeah,
that we said? Okay.
So, watching the Super Bowl, and I'm going to write your poem, but I'm glad you brought that up. So I did want to write this poem.
Yeah, go ahead, think about it.
After watching that, and after... And clearly, the versus crowd is not the Super Bowl crowd.
Right.
Right, so it's a different type of audience. But I did notice, I'm like, okay, he does have those stadium
I was going to say something. But no one at the Super Bowl crowd was a versus crowd either.
That's what I'm saying. No,
we were the versus crowd at home.
But this is what I'm saying to you. I'm like, I understand that crowd. Like, those crowds are completely different.
Right. Mm.
But it goes back to my thought and how me and him were arguing about. I'm like, okay, maybe I was a little bit biased or I was a little bit off because I'm like, man, nobody wants to see that shit. But when I heard him performing those certain records, I'm like.
And he got a lot more of those.
I'm like,
and he got a lot more of those, too. Shit. So it's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not. I know his music hasn't aged the best. But it's just like, let's.
I'm like, this man got it. I'm like,
at one point, nobody was bigger. And yeah. you know what's kind of going to be a little bit messed up? I feel like that's how we're going to feel about Drake in like a decade.
Oh, I feel like someone's going to come and our kids are going to be listening to someone new and not know who Drake is.
Yes. And it's going to be, and it happens with everybody. It has nothing to do. I'm just saying, like, somebody that big that we can't even imagine ever having that. Sort of, not fall
that
off, but like that sort of like, I can't imagine Drake not being the biggest artist. Just like at one point, I couldn't imagine anyone outselling Eminem on anything. Yeah. Like at one point, he was like, he was the Chico. Was like, Eminem, move your album back. Move forward.
I love
like,
Eminem.
Don't drop in there. Cause
no, just watching that and hearing certain records, I'm like, yeah. Certain things would go
worldwide.
I'm an M fan, so.
Because when I heard that shit, I'm like, when I heard it was like, sing for yourself or.
He came out to lose for
yourself. Yeah, sing for
the
moment. I'm just like.
Lose yourself.
I'm sorry. Yeah, lose yourself. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like,
I predicted he would come out to that too.
Yeah, no. So yeah, I'm going to put a little bit more respect on M's name.
Kaz, being the sports guy, do you think that rumor is true that the NFL told him not to take a knee?
Yeah, I think so. And I think he found a cute way to get around it, like saying, like, ooh, it was like a Tupac homage. And then one
day. I think we all know Eminem.
I was dealing for Tupac.
No. I feel like we all know M enough to be like, okay, don't tell him not to do no shit.
Of course. It's like,
I'm surprised he didn't kneel during his whole performance.
It's like, what are you going to do?
Because he's that rebellious.
But okay, all right. So I don't want to do this, but you know what, fuck
it,
we're drinking.
Do it.
We're having to do it. Someone telling a white man not to do something.
Oh, that's what you're going.
Pretty
God
much
damn
what,
it.
It's what America is. Like, you can't tell me what not to do.
No, I was thinking about a meme myself where it was like, how the NFL gonna tell him what to do? He dissed his own mother. You think he gives a fuck about
like,
y'all?
You really think,
you think he gives a fuck about y'all? Y'all
like,
didn't even pay him.
I could have pictured him being like, you know what, NFL, you right. You right.
I shouldn't do this.
I could hear him in his head. Suck my dick.
Eminem got the same hat on for 12 years. He cares about nothing.
Here's the thing. The NFL can't fine him. The only fines he could probably worry about is if he lets off an expletive, the FCC can fine you, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, NFL, all they can really do is just be upset.
They don't pay halftime, right?
No. You know what I mean? And like,
they do.
These are all just no.
I don't think they pay performers. No.
That's not what I was told.
I don't think.
But the stage alone pays for itself. Like, you get that look, like, it doesn't, like.
But everyone on that stage didn't need that look. Like, they already had those looks. They, you know, they're legends, they're icons. Mm-hmm. Like, they create those looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, anyone who's on that Super Bowl stage prior to, their career just goes even higher. You know, Beyonce was already where she was, but, you know.
But the Super Bowl is.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw so many negative reviews. I liked it.
From who?
Just like on Twitter, on Instagram. And I was like, I fucking like the show.
Yeah.
I feel like the dancers just didn't rehearse at all. They just showed up.
Bro,
it's a fucking.
Not Kendrick's dancers.
That's not what. That's
Kendrick's.
No, Kendrick's dances were the.
Now that was no. Kendrick's.
Did you feel Kendrick? Hold on, because I know you don't
giving,
like that.
Yes.
Sometimes.
He was giving choreography.
Loved it.
Loved
it.
Loved it. Was fantastic.
Loved it.
Kendrick.
I thought Kendrick was the best part of the show.
Loved it.
What's going on, Sam? Sam, bring your black ass here.
Wait, hold on.
No,
you said that was
the best
part.
I thought.
No, I was.
No, it wasn't.
What was yours?
The best part of the show.
The best artist.
The best artist?
What was the best performance? Who's
Dre sitting, like he's sitting at a console, studio console, standing up, shit comes down, and that first shot of him shouting out Snoop, and the first thing you see is him in a fucking Rams crypt out jersey.
Next episode.
Doing that, bro, like that was it.
All right.
That was it. Like in LA, like bro, that was
he wasn't
iconic.
Giving you a performance.
But bro,
he wasn't giving you a performance.
But it's,
you
let me tell you something.
I get it.
I was
did
looking at Kendrick's performance. First of all, Kendrick's performance was so good. He and mind you,
I get it.
No, Kendrick. Mm. But Kendrick's performance was so good. I was like, yo, Kendrick actually even looked good. That's how well he's doing. He looked fucking good doing it. And I know he's this tall. Don't care.
No,
it's called he was doing. He would hit everything on point. His dances were on point.
We've seen it.
The braids.
I know, but did you ever think that he would get on the Super Bowl? I never thought he would do that. Not Dolo.
We've seen that. He's performed like that. We've seen him at concerts,
yes,
festivals.
But
we've
the Super
that.
Bowl.
But we're talking about Dr. Dre and fucking Snoop.
Yeah, but they didn't really do nothing. They were just sitting there just like, ding, ding, ding.
They hosted the party. They hosted the party. They were the
host. It didn't have to. The moment.
I love Uncle Snoop.
I'm talking about, all right, so you're talking about
the actual
performance.
I'm talking about they didn't have to do shit.
No, we're talking about what was your favorite performance?
Dre and Snoop.
They didn't
hitting that stage. Hitting that. Who performed? Everybody stood there and rapped.
No, Kendrick didn't. Kendrick got a whole boom.
Oh, yeah, and we've seen that. Mary fell out. Mary fell out on the stage.
Did she?
Yeah. After No More Pain?
Nah, did she do it on purpose?
Bro, she dropped on her fucking back.
Yeah, she dropped on her back. But that was the one thing I was upset about. We didn't get like a solo.
She didn't mean to do that?
She got family. She did. It was family affair. Oh.
No, but she didn't get her. She didn't get like, you know,
bro,
it's
a Super Bowl.
Who's going to do that at the Super Bowl
it's
except Super Bowl. The dancers?
Yeah,
why do you get Mary J. Blige to perform if you're not going to have her solo moment to go Mary?
Nah.
Go Mary.
Because like they don't understand. That crowd doesn't understand.
What about Anderson?
Don't matter.
We're not gonna talk about Anderson?
That was dope.
Yeah, it was cool.
Oh, damn. Shit. Never fucking mind.
No, Anderson, no.
I thought it was dope.
Anderson,
he popped up on the piano and was like, hey.
No, he was
doing the drums, first of all.
Oh, the drums. Hey. And then it was
damn.
Was that it?
I love that moment.
I thought it was
dope.
Damn. I guess he loved that moment better than, you know.
Well, hold on. I
that moment was a great moment too. But
I love Anderson.
I thought
Fox
Kendrick
moment.
Was the best of the five.
Nah, Dre and Snoop coming out there performing.
I'm gonna go Kendrick, and I'm gonna go Eminem.
No,
but I love Snoop. Uncle Snoop. That's Uncle Snoop, bro.
Mm. Oh, we don't. Cool.
Wait, nobody cared about 50 upside
no,
down 50 like a bat.
Cool. No, 50 was cool.
Also, right, cool. The video was in the club. It wasn't. Is that?
Yeah.
That's
why he did that.
No, you can find me in the club. That's the same song.
It's called In the Club.
Oh my bad.
Wait,
it's too long. It's too long. I couldn't get to that part.
It's not. It's called In the Club. It's called It's Your Birthday. That's a very black thing to do.
I'm
by
like,
the way,
I know you're not saying that you.
Why do black people never name shit the way it's supposed to be named? Right. Yo, you watching Power.
You name it how you remember.
Nah, we watching Tom.
black folks never know the name to anything.
We just name it whoever's.
I will say this: I never knew Chucky had another name.
Really? You just called him Child's Play?
I never knew it was Child's Play. I thought it was Chucky.
Oh, you thought the movie was called Chucky.
I thought the movie was called Chucky.
Yes.
I will say that.
No, black folks never know the names to anything, including their children. Like, my mom would always do this to me and my
call
sister.
All of your sisters.
She'd be like, hey, you, what's
you
come here. Just come here. I'm like,
my aunt does that. She calls out every niece or nephew,
bro,
and it's like, Rosie, dude.
What's your name?
I've had.
Don't tell me.
I'm embarrassed.
You already did Ruby.
I'm embarrassed. How many times I'm called Ruby Pooty? I'm like Pooty Ruby. Come here.
I'm telling you.
I was like, my parents.
Black to be honest with you, no. That's happened to me with Ryder.
Yeah.
But like, I want to call him my ex. My ex had him for so long.
See, that's way worse.
But no, I know. But he acts right, like him because he came back, acted like him, and I was like, "Oh, you pissing me off."
That's the thing. Toxic. I don't even want to. I don't know the ex's name, and I know it. This sounds nothing like Ryder. So that's way worse. At least Ruby and Pootie sort of rhyme, like, and they're both tiny. Like,
wow,
they're both tiny. That's
wow.
Yes.
They're both tiny.
Ruby just got bigger than Pootie like this week.
I feel like Ruby's gonna be like a linebacker.
She's a big girl. She got tree trunks. She's long.
How much did she weigh when she was born?
She was, I want to say 9 pounds.
Okay. I was 10. Look at me now. Okay.
Well, there you go.
I'm not that big.
I mean, you're not small.
Okay. I just don't. Like, I don't want you to expect like ginormous. You type I was 10 pounds and like 8 ounces.
Yeah, Rosie type thick.
And I'm just like, yeah, I'm
listen, if there was a, like a women's football team, like football league, like you'd play.
I want to play.
You'd play. Like I'd do tackle? It. Like
I'd do it.
I feel like you would
release some anger.
Yeah, I think you'd be like a great inside linebacker.
I feel like, yeah.
Like you call out a lot of shit at the line, like, yo, break. Blue, white. Yeah. We got this bitch over here. That bitch over here. See, that's the mic. That's the mic. Get it. Hut.
Bro, anytime I see a girl sit like this, I'm like,
yeah, you were born to watch over the line.
Yeah, you a different kind of person. Like any girl that sits like this, like bro, like why are you sitting?
I'm
like
comfortable like this right
you
now.
You sit like you about to call a play in a huddle. That's how you sit.
I could do a lot of things. I'm looking to do that.
It looks like
all right, okay.
But shoulder pads would fit on you.
Shoulder pads would fit on you. Like
I feel like she got some on now.
Yeah.
Wow, low. Wow! Does low stand for like going too low? Like what? Like
oh, don't do that. It's
short for low blow.
Low blows. Like that's all he does.
If y'all feel like I take cheap shots
at Rosie specifically.
Specifically.
Put in yes,
the comments.
You
if
do.
I, if I do,
every I time you get a chance.
Hashtag low blow key.
Low blow key. Hey yo. Oh, that's the poem right there. All right, let's go.
All right, the poem. Low key.
It would be the only white boy. To say that. Right.
The low blow, like, come on.
Low blow key.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
All right, go, guys.
I feel like we're, like, this podcast has just went so many different directions.
Let's remind them. All right, guys. So, Kaz is going to do a poem for low.
So, Odell Beckham.
Drake
scored a touchdown.
Yes. All right, yeah.
He got a poem from Drake.
Yes.
So now these two friends are going to do it for each other, even though none of them have scored touchdowns in a Super Bowl.
No. But I feel like I've known Lo just as long as Drake has known Odell.
No.
No. Longer.
Yeah, I feel like they probably just met like a couple years ago.
So you're well overdue for a poem about you. Okay. So let's go. Let's go.
No, he's going first.
I need those.
What do you want, this?
You want that. What do you want?
Now, Ivy,
uh-huh.
Also known as Low Key.
Okay.
Are always these the bongos?
I mean, his thighs are thick enough.
Can I finish my poem?
Go ahead. All right.
Now I got to start from the top.
Nah, Ivy.
Bring it back.
Nah, Ivy. Also known as Low Key.
Mm-hmm.
Always wears a fitted.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got a ball D. White Air Forces never touch the ground. For the first time, them shits is white and not brown.
All right, okay.
My man.
Or yellow, like King.
Do I got more? All
right.
I'm going to end on a high note. Now the friendship is real.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Now the friendship is real.
All right, so it's my turn. All right.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
You need some bongos? You need some backup?
No.
You good?
Okay. Yeah, straight acapella. Right. Straight acapella.
All right, off the top.
I got you with the finger snaps.
Off the top.
I got the finger snaps. Go.
Kazim F. Better known as Nigerian non-dresser. Loved him from afar.
But you could have done better.
But he could have done better. My man started a family, built a house, couldn't build a wardrobe. But built a beautiful baby girl that already dresses better than him. I'm stinking up this poem, but
Boo!
Was sent to
Now Ivy, boo!
I'm sorry, bro.
You gotta hit him with the carpet.
And you had more time to
boo, now Ivy, boo!
Give me a minute while I was
Boo!
Yeah, yeah, you were, yeah, you were sizing me up. To, that was good. That was good.
Boo la boo.
I'm going to come back next. Yo, I'm writing a verse.
Boo la boo.
Oh, so you're about to battle?
No, next episode.
Well, also,
I'm
gonna
redeem myself.
You want a battle?
Next episode, I'm writing a verse.
What we could have done for Lo, though, that was more like a spoken word. It wasn't like a poem.
I asked him if he wanted a bongo. He said no bongo.
Nah, no. Yeah, next episode.
Your bongos were trash.
First off,
your bongos were fucking
trash. They sound like it, but you're doing it all wrong.
Bro, it sounds like you were banging on your mattress without the sheets. Like that's
whoa,
like,
I don't want to hear that. Hey, okay. Okay. Right. I'm just all right, saying.
Linebacker.
I'm just Rosie, wow, not Rosie, you see what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about?
All right, linebacker.
Jesus. I don't want a poem.
I was about to get you.
You don't want a poem?
I was about to get you one.
You don't want a poem?
I don't know if I want one from you. Hell no. Oh. Your shit is going to be like a Wild 'N Out poem. Shit, and I don't want it.
I light your ass up. I light your ass up. And I call it lime.
Oh, we could go back.
Rosie.
You want to do it?
This is why I don't do too much.
What was the in the classroom wilding out? We could do that real quick.
Oh, we could do the classroom.
Yeah, see, this is why I don't do too much.
The classroom.
This is why I don't do too much.
Wait, how's it go again?
The clips thingy, isn't it?
Hey, how we doing in the classroom? Awesome. In the classroom. In the classroom.
Y'all really want to do that? Y'all really want to do that?
Let's go.
Hey. Y'all really want to go there?
I'm ready.
All
right. I'm just wearing my shoes in the classroom.
I'm just wearing my hoodie in the classroom.
I'm just drinking in the classroom.
Hey.
I'm just thinking in the classroom.
I like low key's forces in the classroom. I was getting to the roasting.
Girl, come on, guys. Like, we are here. You done. Like, all right, that's all
right. All right. Hey, what are we doing in the classroom? I'm just sipping on this brown in the classroom.
I'm just looking for the hookah in the classroom.
I just want some sugar in the classroom.
I just want some ass in the classroom.
I know y'all ain't kicked me out the motherfucking classroom. I'm back in the classroom. What you doing in the classroom?
Who the fuck invited her to the classroom?
I'm going to need a hall pass in the classroom.
Teacher brought me back to the classroom.
What is white boy doing
in the classroom? He's just over there looking in the classroom.
He don't even live around here in the classroom.
What the fuck this nigga doing in the classroom?
Hey, kick me out the classroom. Kick me out the classroom.
Yes.
Hey, what we did? Shout out Nick Cannon.
Yo. Nah, we're doing that every episode.
That's a fun ass show.
We're going to do that every episode.
That's a fun ass show to watch, bro.
I've said this for the past 20 years, man. Nick Cannon, you can say whatever you want about that man.
Yeah.
Black institution wilding out is, goddammit. Mm-hmm. It's like American Bandstand.
I love
wilding out.
You see DC Young Fly, like, you know, the whole, you know, what, 85 South?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
not
like
even
just them doing.
From 85 South.
No, you know what I like?
Pete Davidson, Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, Carlo, I mean, just the funniest, most inventive dudes and women.
No, but I want to say.
20 years.
I want to point out the fact that it's.
All good?
No. I'm gonna tell you why it's important, because when people go to like improv and shit,
funny on the show.
This is what I'm saying. It's a big up to him, because that little thing right there, that whole improv shit, that scene is very, very like they don't really like
not a lot of brothers.
Try to let us come up in that. So I love that he did that, and everybody there is hilarious, and they have like two, like the white people are the minorities on the show.
Yes. Yes. I mean, Mikey Day was on there.
No,
Mikey
they're funny. Funny.
Mikey
they're
Day's funny.
Funny.
Mikey Day is funny.
The other dude, that looks like Peach.
Yeah.
I'd be talking all slow.
Funny.
It's like, funny. So I forgot his name, but he's so fucking funny. But man, I love Wild Now, man. Fuck you if you don't like Wild Now. It's a great show.
No, that's a funny show.
It's a great damn show.
I was rewatching Def Comedy Jam.
Yeah.
Rewatching those.
Y'all remember Comic View?
I watched that. Speaking of Comic View,
Comic View on BET.
If you get a chance, go watch this thing. If you got Prime Video, if you got Amazon Prime Video,
wow.
Watch this documentary.
Swag off. Go ahead.
No, it has to do with.
What if we don't have Prime Video?
Oh,
that's no, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I was about to say,
what is it?
style. Just kidding. Right. we're good.
No, there's a documentary on Prime Video about Fat Tuesdays, which was like the black room in the comedy store in LA, which helped launch Def Comedy Jam and launched all these a lot of like hip hop like black comics. It's such a dope documentary. Mm-hmm. Go check it out if you get a chance to. But
I was rewatching like Def Comedy Jam, and it just made me realize, and this is like an ode to like one of my favorite actors and comedians. Mm. It just made me realize how funny Martin was. But like just how he
his character,
and how he read the room. Mm-hmm. You know, like reading the room is a very special talent. Like even if you're a host, if you're a comedian, if you're a musician,
DJ, anything.
Reading the room is so like just like on point. And he would just like pick out certain people in the crowd and say certain things and just laugh. And you know, he had that charismatic personality where it was like, I didn't mean that. Like, but you're gonna get these jokes.
Right.
Here.
I can see you.
If you're going to a comedy show and you're sitting in the front row, like it's like being in the front of a water slide.
But they placed you there, bro.
Shit gonna get wet.
Yeah. But he just knew how to do it. And I was just watching that shit. I was watching this the other day. Just like randomly, I put it on. I was just like, you know, just going through it. And I'm like, yo, this nigga really had a gift.
Yeah. Like, I love studying stand-up comedy.
You know, me too. Yeah. Yo, you know what's funny? I thought for a while, like recently, I'm gonna say that story. Mm. Recently, I was like, yo, it's so crazy how racism went so deep, it was in comedy.
Yeah.
Like, if you were black, white people didn't think you were funny because you were talking about shit that, boy, it was real shit. Yeah. You were talking about shit they didn't understand, so they don't think it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Racism or not, right? Yeah. But then I took a little shrooms and I watched Richard, and I watched Richard Pryor, 1970 or 1971.
Still hilarious.
And he kept saying, no, like the front four rows were white people. Mm. And he kept calling them out on some, like, because he kept just talking about white people the whole show. And he's like, I don't understand why so many white people here. And I was like, okay, so maybe it wasn't racism, or were they there to laugh at him? I don't even know what it was.
I think it's a little bit.
Because you know when you're on shrooms, you're like, wait.
I'm about to say, that sounds like a shrooms explanation.
You definitely. Like, I never took shrooms, so I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
But
your world was just opened up to so many different
things. No, because I really always thought there was racism in comedy.
It is. Oh, for sure.
So
if
I'm
you
like,
watch this documentary, that's
poking at
that.
Like, comedy
it's
pokes
at. It's poking at, but they
comedy
won't,
pokes at
they
the
won't
obvious.
Let black comedians, we talking about this because of Wildin' Out. And that's why I'm glad he started that show, because a lot of these people wouldn't have had another platform. Yeah. A lot of these comedians, because white people, they're not on Whose Line Is It Anyway.
Yeah.
There was one black guy. Yeah. What's his name? Who I'm talking about.
He was Wayne Brady.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if y'all really claim him.
No.
I don't know.
A lot of people only started claiming Wayne Brady after the Chappelle show.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on with him.
Wayne Brady, motherfucker.
So I'm just saying, like, I'm glad he did that platform. And then so, I was watching that Richard Pryor show, and I'm like, it's 1970. I was like, wait. So it wasn't always racist. I was like, or they were there to laugh at him.
All right, so to your point about that, about pointing out obvious racism. Remember Bill Burr did SNL?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the opening monologue, he poked fun at all white women.
Yeah.
And Bill Burr is white.
There was one specific part where he was like, you took the blood money from all white men that did this, that, and the third. And he pointed at a white woman. He was like, yeah, you did that. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, but that to me.
Was that the Gucci girl? What was
it? Yeah, like, with your Gucci boots. Like, but that to me, that I think that's what comedy is pointing out the obvious.
I think comedy is good comedians.
Yes, obviously you have to be funny.
Always punch up. That's my number one rule. Always punch up. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're punching down, like, you can do crowd work and, like, mess with people in the crowd, whatever. But, like, if the source of your material is just, like, mean-spirited and, like, not.
What do you mean by mean-spirited?
Like, I feel like a good comedian, and the reason why they point out the obvious is because it's always. I forgot the.
It's easy to laugh at the obvious.
I forgot the actual name of the quote. Jake, please help me if you can. Sam as well. It's the emperor wears no something. The emperor has new shoes or some shit like that. Whatever.
I think I know the quote. I'm fucking up the quote,
but the quote basically means like
wears no clothes.
Yeah, the emperor wears no clothes, right? Like it's basically just like good comedians, you point out the politicians. Like, you got to take, some people deserve to be taken down a peg. Mm-hmm. And that's the job of a good comedian, mm-hmm. right? Like, so that's why, like, when a lot of, like, the cancel culture shit was happening or whatever, like, a lot of people were just scared of punching up again. Like, it was very easy to make fun of, like, gays and, like, yeah. people of different race and, like, all that shit, because it's, like, they're already marginalized people. Like, they're already, like, going through a ton of shit. Mm. So, like, if your comedy doesn't make them feel good,
so
I don't think you're that funny. You
I'm
know what I mean?
You, I'm going to ask you a controversial question right now.
Ask away, goddammit.
How'd you feel about the Dave Chappelle thing?
Ooh. Well,
we know, well, see, no.
No, 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 hold on. I want to know, because he just said that it's easy for comedians to do that. And I think he's a genius comedian. And I don't respect comedians that can't do crowd work.
But I've talked about this.
I don't. You have to be able to at least, like, if someone heckles, you have to at least be like, able to shut them the fuck up in a funny way, and then security will take them out, whatever.
I've talked about this, but I want
to
hear
what you have to say. But I want to hear what you have to say. Because you literally just said what Dave Chappelle was
like. You know Dave Chappelle is, like, one of my favorite comedians ever.
That's one of my favorite comedians as well.
I just think he forgot to be funny. Like, that was my whole shit. Like,
he started becoming too, like, lecturing.
Preachy.
I didn't want to go there because he's not religious. Like, he wasn't talking about
religion. You don't got
to
be religious.
It became lecturing. It became like when you go to those.
I mean, it's kind of like, it's in the same vein with both of y'all saying.
Yeah, I would say, like, the big takeaway that I got from the special, which I've seen a couple of times now, was this trans friend that I have that is also a comedian was more like me than was like you talking to the trans community, mm-hmm. because you're so judgmental and you're so the people that you claim to hate, mm-hmm. that you actually made this person who was a friend of mine kill themselves because they associated them with me.
Prior to that.
Even
the reason why they hated him.
Yeah.
That special before that where he kept making fun of, like, trans people, or, like,
I
not even making
like,
fun of
I just
of
feel
it.
Like his last special just wasn't funny. Like, that's at the end of the day, like, I don't care if the shit's controversial. Like, I laugh at fucked up shit all the time. All the time. If it's funny. And I just think Dave just wasn't that the last special wasn't his best.
It wasn't
his best. He's giving us class. Like, shape the way we look at culture and comedy and politics and music.
I'll reiterate what I said.
Yeah.
I said, when this whole first, you know, the Netflix and, you know, Dave going overboard, I said, he's driving this point into the ground.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
But he's that wasn't my question, though. My
it
question
is
the
same is.
No, it wasn't. My question was, the reason why he got into this wasn't his last special. Or even the one before that.
Yeah,
I think it was the one before that. Where he just keeps talking about trans. And I'm like,
so you're proving my point.
No, I'm asking Kaz why. Because Kaz made a point before that, which I already forgot because I'm that much
My point was that.
You were like, you didn't like when comedians did that.
Comedians always punch
down. Yeah, and you were like, if they punch down. Okay, so was he punching down prior to that?
Unless you can laugh with those people.
But y'all, all right, so y'all proving my point. He kept going down. He kept going down for 3 specials.
Right.
And it's not funny. Like, the first time he tangled on the line, I'm like, oh, okay, we get it. That's funny.
Yeah.
Whatever. You're going down. You're digging deep. Now it seems
I see what you're saying.
Now,
like,
it's
like he
it's
just
personal.
Kept dragging
and
it.
And it's like you're dragging it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's all I was
like, bro, it's
but
not funny.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe, like, after a while, like, the last 2 specials were, like, more sentimental and him describing his relationship with, because we don't even know his relationship with that comedian that passed away. Like,
right.
We don't know how much it hurt him.
I'm playing devil's advocate, right? I don't know
Dave from a hole in the wall. I'm just saying, like, we don't know how much it was affecting his life for him to keep having to defend himself.
Sure, it affected him a lot, you know?
What I feel like the last 2 specials were. I feel like the last 2 specials was him, like, defending himself.
You're doubling down.
I feel like when you talk about
that. No,
I'm
not.
I feel like
I'm not you.
Oh, him.
Him, yeah.
Remember, he was explaining himself.
Nah, he's doubling down.
I feel like when you talk about a guy like Chappelle, he's somebody who's always felt like he was bigger than a comedian. And, like, not only does he, like, tell funny jokes, but, like, you know, he's a man of principle. You know what I'm saying? Like, he walked away from Comedy Central for X million dollars because of principle. You know what I'm saying? Like, and culturally, he means so much to us, from Dave Chappelle at block parties, the Chappelle show, and just
stand-ups,
right. Like, everything, you know what I mean? Like, he's a very important person to our culture. So I think that being that important, I think he almost had like a blind spot to like this section of his community that are also black people that he probably felt so kind of caught off guard by like how hard they kind of went at him. I think that was the only reason why he kept going back. And like, so in the earlier specials when he was talking about, you know, trans folks, like some of those was funny.
They were.
You know what I mean? But they were. Like after a while, I'm just like,
it was until he started like what you said, like lecturing us and explain over explaining his last specials where I was like, oh,
this goes back to my point.
Can I segue this into something that just dropped that I would love to get your thoughts about? I don't know if you guys watched it. I watched the Cosby special on Showtime.
I'm not touching it.
I'll touch it.
No, I think you should.
I'll touch that.
Shout out to Kamal Bell and you know folks at Showtime. Like it was a really well done.
Is it a documentary?
It's a docuseries.
It's a docuseries. So it's, like, so I it's think acting. It's four parts.
It's four, no. Like it's interviewing people. Whatever.
Okay.
Like,
is Cosby in it?
No. Okay. Well, but
is he relatives or something?
They filmed it up until like he got released from prison, and then they filmed like extra footage like for the last like.
So who from Cosby's camp is in it actually?
People that were on the show. Okay. Some of his co-stars, like the immediate stars of the show, aren't on it. Obviously, like no Felicia Rashad, no Malcolm Jamal Warner, no Tempest Bledsoe, none of these people. But you know, people that were like in his circle that are still alive, like were heavily involved in it,
right.
And you know, I think watching that special and, you know, talking about Chappelle today kind of puts it in a crazy lens. Because when you watch the show, and whoever has seen it, I'd love to talk to you about it. I think it's really, really fascinating.
What's it on?
So it just tells like...
No.
No, she's like... What?
Oh, it's on
like
Showtime. Sorry. it tells like the whole Cosby story. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't just focus on, you know. I mean, it does focus a lot because it's a lot of rape, and but it also tells a story about like why it was so hard for like us to accept it because it really brought back just like I forgot how fucking huge Bill Cosby was to me growing up. Like he was the only black guy on TV. For a long time, like the only one, you know what I mean?
As far as
safe black people, as far as like Jello pudding,
good times on.
I mean, these are one show. I'm talking about a guy that was doing Jello pudding commercials, was doing cartoon shows, doing the million variety shows, kids say the darnest things, stand up specials, doing Vegas, doing like he was the biggest dude. Like, I forget how big of a dude he was. And then you see just how much his, like, influence was in not just comedy, but, like, in education. Like, how much he, like, you know, put on for, like, HBCUs and, like, just the fact that he made a different world and all this other shit. But, like, it's stained with, like, recorded instances of him drugging and, like, raping people as early as like the 60s and 70s, like way before the Cosby Show even started. So it's like, it's a crazy thing to see because by the time we're our age and we're watching the Cosby Show for the first time, we're not looking at the lens of like, oh, he was America's dad. And then like, we found out all this crazy stuff about him. All that crazy stuff was happening the whole
I'll say this.
So it's just like
his access or his acceptance allowed the chaos.
Yes.
His acceptance of everything you just described.
He was so powerful, dude.
Allowed his chaos. Okay. The chaos.
So can I just powerful. Say something? I don't even know if y'all gonna agree with me or not. Y'all might not. I don't give a fuck.
All right.
All I'm gonna say is this. I'm just say this. If you're the biggest man on television back in a day where no one else is doing it, the biggest black man on television doing these things, why the fuck do you need to drug anybody?
Well,
bitches is throwing it at you.
So that was talked about.
They should be like, here's pussy for you.
One would think.
They were.
But here's the thing.
They also were, or maybe he didn't want that.
In the documentary, there was people saying, like, well, even though this happened, there are folks that probably think just like Rosie that were like, you know what?
It's not a thought. It's a fact. That's how.
No, no. I'm saying like.
Time works. It is a fact. Women are attracted to men like that in that position, especially back then.
And like, and obviously, they're showing like young Cosby too. He was young, he was handsome, he was on TV, he's tall, athlete, all this other shit, whatever. People said, like, folks that had that argument would be like, well, those are the times. Everyone was doing pills. Everybody was doing this. Everybody was doing that. Like, why was.
So he was doing them a favor?
You know what I mean? Not even doing them a favor, but it's just like, all right, well, are we just going to do a clean sweep of all those folks that was doing this type of stuff? And it's like, yeah, you probably should. But at the same time, it's like, oh, man, like.
I think I think the nuance.
I think it's a sickness. That's my answer.
No, I think the nuance of it is, yes, to Rosie's point, like, yeah, any celebrity or a lot of celebrities can get what they want, do what they do, whatever the case is. I think them being denied access is what drives them crazy.
I was going to say that, too. Yeah. I agree with that.
I think when celebrities or people of power.
Yeah, if they're denied anything, they're like, bitch, you're not about to deny me.
And I think that's where all these things come from.
I think he's just somebody, and
he's a sick nigga.
I think he's a sick nigga, bro. I think he's just somebody. He's somebody who likes having sex with unconscious women.
Add that to being denied because, to y'all point, the most powerful.
But if he's just doing it and not getting denied prior, that's fucking weird.
You're like everything y'all just said. Y'all built him up. Y'all put him on his big ass pedestal, and yes, rightfully so. Only black man. You know, doing this, comedy, commercials, movies, network deals, this and the third. You're supposed to have the world at your palm. Mm. The world is supposed to say yes to...
Sane individual.
You're thinking like
somebody with
in
like...
Let me finish. Okay. In a position like that, you're not sane.
You're thinking like a sane individual. You're
thinking like
somebody who has all that money and influence should not have to resort to such tactics.
That's not what I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying someone like that thinks everything revolves around them. It's the bubble. Like, this is me. This is who I am. Yeah. This is what I bring to the world. Not to my community, not to my culture, to the world. You literally just listed off everything Cosby has done, everything Cosby was trying to do, right? So imagine someone taking something away from you being who you are. So that's why I say when someone says no to you, you're just flabbergasted like, what?
But I don't think you're giving him that much. Guys, before y'all get into y'all shit, because I know where this is going.
Before y'all get into this shit, I'm going to tell you where he's going. He's going in the sense of if somebody says no to him, he's not thinking about like, maybe they're not even saying no. Maybe he's listen to what I'm saying. Before y'all get into this 20-minute argument about Bill Cosby, because we're not doing this shit today. Yes, you were. You were about to do it. If I let y'all go, y'all gonna go. All right, like little pit bulls. Right. If I let y'all go, that's what you're gonna do. We're not doing this shit. This is what I'm saying.
You're making my point for me though.
But I know his point as well. He's saying, like, ain't nobody about to say no to me on Bill Cosby. Okay, cool. You're right. However, Kaz is saying, there's probably women that didn't give him the chance to say no.
Yeah.
Because Cosby's already like, you know what, man? Fuck this shit.
That was a big part of the legal defense.
I get what you're saying. Well, you're thinking, but he's thinking along the lines like, nobody's going to say no to me. But you're thinking along the lines like, they didn't get a chance to, bro. Yeah, you probably didn't even talk to them.
I'm looking.
Because you think you are who you are, and you are. But like, now it's a sickness where it's like, you like to get them that fucked up. Mm. And that's a sickness as well.
Yeah, I think like part of it, the reason why I don't have the sympathy as far as like, oh, he was getting told no or whatever, or it's because he built this bubble and he's so powerful, I don't have any sympathy for him for that because.
I'm not giving him excuses. I know you're not.
But the part of his defense was, well, you know, I was with these women and, you know, we had a good time and it was partying. But
you had a good time.
And they never said anything to me. You know why they didn't say anything to you? Because you were drugging people. And, like, just because they can. And mind you, a lot of these women wanted to probably have sex with Bill Cosby. Like, they probably wanted to hang out with him. They probably wanted to be around him. Like, maybe they did. Maybe they did, but the fact was the shit that he was specifically into was dropping shit in people's drinks and fucking them unconscious. That is what sick niggas do. That's some sick
partisan shit. And
there's
a lot of people like that.
Yes. There's a
people
lot of
people
like that.
People are into
weird
fucking shit. But I understand your point. But that's where like random rape allegations come in. When it's that many women coming out, you're just doing this shit. Like when there's like random rape allegations where it's like, I didn't want to fuck with him, so he raped me. That's one thing. But when it happens that many times, that means he was just doing that for fun.
Shit, bro. Like, it's part of his routine. Like,
all right. He didn't have. He had a rape room instead of a kill room.
Yeah, like, basically, like, it was basically on some Dexter shit. Like, it was part of his routine.
He had a rape room instead of a kill room.
A man of that stature gets any kind of resistance, resorts to that kind of behavior.
They can, and you're not wrong. But when it's multiple, like that amount of women.
We're saying the same thing.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. I'm saying because any man of that stature is supposed to feel like
first
everyone
of all,
should
if a woman,
fall at his feet.
No, because if a woman rejects you, you're gonna get angry. That's where the rape and the
all
crazy
right, so maybe,
allegations
maybe
come
he
in.
Exhibited a different behavior.
No, he was just doing it. Maybe, you know what? All right, I'm gonna give y'all both the credit.
Okay.
Maybe he went through a trial, like a little phase where women were rejecting him. And he started doing that to all women to not give them the chance to reject him anymore.
We've all been rejected before.
No. Yeah. No, I'm saying.
Rejected plenty of times.
But you're not Bill Cosby in the 60s, right?
That's my point.
No, so what I'm saying is maybe the first couple women reject him, he's like, all right, you know what? Mm-hmm. I ain't even going to give them a chance no more. And then he started doing it.
To your point.
But
again, which is why I'm the only reason why we're having this conversation is because the documentary on Showtime is out right now. We're not just sitting here randomly defending Bill Cosby.
Nobody's defending him.
I'm not defending shit.
We're not talking.
I'm just saying he probably had a sickness created from like maybe three women that said no to him. And he's like, you know what, bitches? Ain't nobody gonna say no more. And then he started liking it.
The whole point is he is a very complicated story, and like the fact that we don't even talk about him no more. Like, don't even talk. Like, I remember when the allegations first dropped, and everybody was just like shocked. Like, I remember I was working at Stashed. I was doing Stashed at the time, and I had Hannibal Buress come and he was doing a show in New York, and we had an interview, and we were just shooting the shit, just talking. And that night is the night that he goes and says his Cosby thing on stage and saying, like, oh, you're talking about me pilling my pants. Like, well, yeah, well, you're a rapist. Da, 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 da. Like, I was just with him that day. Mm. And I was like, God damn, you couldn't have saved that for my show? I'm like, you couldn't have saved that? You couldn't have saved that little tidbit of information?
Right.
When I was interviewing you, like, 2 hours ago or whatever? Right. So, like, the next day, the whole thing blows up. And, like, it's a big part of the documentary, that clip or whatever. It's just crazy. Go and see it for yourselves.
I'm not watching. I'm good.
No, really. It's a good watch. It's a good watch.
Nothing about that is good.
Of course not. But it's a good watch. Like, it's very informative. And it's very, like, it's something we should talk about. Like, this is somebody, if we don't learn from shit like this, like, it's doomed to be repeated again. Like, this is why we should never put anybody.
It's doomed
should
have to be repeated regardless.
What's up?
It's going to be repeated regardless because there's sick motherfuckers in the world.
Like, no matter what,
you can't save any sick fuck.
I'm not saying the documentary is going
to
save
people. No. I'm saying sick rape.
I see you saying bringing attention to it.
Yeah, I'm saying to
it's going to like stop.
And it's important because
there are cycles in life that are never going to stop.
And it's not just about that, obviously.
But that's what it is about.
The reason why I'm saying it's an important watch is because it's also very important. I think we're a black culture show. You know, we talk about black culture a lot. And he's a very, whether we want to talk about it or not, or even bring it back up or not, it's a very big part of it. And, you know, it's the reason why we don't even, it's he who else shall not be named status is because of how vile this shit is. So
who's that?
If you get a chance, check.
I totally get what you're saying.
What?
Who shall not be named?
Oh, Bill Cosby.
I don't need.
No, you said the reason he's on the same status as.
The reason why he's on this. No.
Are you talking about Kill?
No, like Voldemort. You never watched.
But we just said Bill Cosby's name 89 times.
I know, but I'm
how saying, you just now right, gonna bleep like, his now name now? Saying, like, now he who shall not be named. I'm like, who are you comparing him to? And I thought it was R. Kelly. But
that's
I'm
not
like,
me
but
saying,
it wasn't.
That's
what I thought too.
Yeah, I was
that's
like,
not
like,
me
like,
saying.
Like, who you talking about? Pissy
I mean,
man?
They are in the same sort of category.
Pissy man?
Like, I'm not. I'm saying the reason why the documentary is called. The reason why the documentary is called "We Need to Talk About Cosby" is because we haven't talked.
I understand
about
this, but I also understand that documentaries,
pissy man, just a pissy man.
News segments, you know, X, Y, and Z, do not break psychotic behavior. Psychos,
of course not,
because there's still going to be a person that has done, said, whatever the case is, after Bill Cosby, after R. Kelly, after whomever you want to, you know, you want to name. It's society and how we deal with things. It's society and how we contemplate and understand. It's society. It's not like, oh, we're documenting this. Like, now you should know how to do this. And you
no,
should know.
I'm just saying it's a good watch. Like,
I
just think it's
I don't care.
How long is it?
It's four parts. I think it's four parts, an hour each.
An hour each? That's too much for Bill Cosby.
I don't care for it. I don't care for it. I understand.
I'll watch the last two.
Anybody listen to the pod if you want
to. I'll watch the last two. Okay. Bill Cosby gets 2 hours out of me. That's it.
Listen, you get. I watched the first. I thought the same as Low. Like, I was like,
no, I'm limited. I'm limited.
And then I saw the first episode. I was like,
I'm not touching it.
Next episode. See what's next.
Remember that time I brought up this white man that nobody wants to talk about, but I read his book and I was like, well, the reason why he's into this weird shit is because when he was 7 years old, he found his grandfather's bestiality collection in the basement.
Right.
And you were like, well, that's no excuse. And I was like, it's not. But can you imagine being seven and finding a bestiality collection and actual pictures of your grandfather fucking animals?
Right.
That will fuck you up.
Yeah.
You have to end up being weird.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to be normal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure there was something like that.
And I read his book and I was like, oh, it makes sense. You're just a fucked up human being.
So many things affect the human mind. And
it's like, especially at a young age.
Especially
when you don't know what the fuck is right from wrong or what's going on. And you're like, well, I don't know. But I know you're not supposed to fuck dogs and horses.
Right.
And pigs and...
Like,
I know that.
The innocence of youth is so, like...
That's why you gotta protect it.
Of course. Like, the innocence of youth is so crazy because, like, you start to think of shit that you saw when you were young. Probably not to the level of fucking, like, watching their parents fuck animals. But I'm sure we all remember something, like, from our youth that absolutely shaped us as an adult.
No.
You, nothing... I'm
I
not
accidentally
saying,
saw my dad's dick once. That was it.
No, I'm not even saying, like... I'm not even saying anything to the level of my watching dad's dick. I'm just saying every single one of us has something that happened to us when we were younger that has shaped us as an adult, especially something that has become like a primary.
He was getting out the shower,
a primary personality trait.
I don't know, like, how y'all niggas was brought up. Like, I don't know, like.
I didn't even hear about your dad's dick, yo.
You think of what you're saying?
I didn't even hear about your dad's dick.
He was getting out the shower and y'all walked in.
I feel like that did shape you.
Yeah, you know? That actually does make a lot of sense now. It's all kind of coming together. I'm just that was the first thing she said.
Because I remember that was a childhood memory to me that was fucked up. I was like, I've never seen a dick. That's weird.
Like, South Park is on that kind of scale of like nasty.
Well, I mean, shit happens. We're human. We live together. They raise you. Like, there's people that have walked in on their parents fucking. Thank God that was never my experience. There's people that walk into weirder shit. I just walked into the bathroom. The door was unlocked. All right,
you know, listen, hey, whatever you went through in your household is.
It wasn't. He wasn't doing shit. He was getting in the shower.
I don't know why you went there.
That's the first piece.
Like that's like that.
It was. I ran out and I went to my room and I locked my door. And I was like,
We went there.
No, but that's.
Like, bro, like ass. We went there.
But that's not.
Yeah, I saw my dad's dick.
But that's
like,
not,
bro, what?
But that's not the worst thing that's happened.
Rosie just terrified
people.
Me just now. I'm just
like, bro, like, what?
Like, it's all just like plugging in my head right now. I'm like, oh my God.
Now I get that. Yeah, the Bill Cosby. Like, yo, the Bill Cosby shit. The highlight. The Snap shit. Like, all that shit makes sense now. It's like, oh, you done been through some shit.
But it's not, low, because there's people that you fuck with and talk to daily that have been through way more traumatic
and that's
shit.
Fine, and I don't need to
have
know.
Have you ever heard about people talking to, like, people that have walked in on their parents having sex.
Huh? You can't just la 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 through everything.
Oh, nigga, I'm the king of la la la.
Listen, there's
you think that's healthy?
Yes.
It's really not.
Yeah.
There's people that have walked in on their parents.
Like, bro, I'm not saying that. Like, bro,
there's people that have walked in on their parents having sex. That's traumatic.
That's not traumatic.
That's fucking scary.
No, I'm good.
That
I'm
is
good.
Traumatic as fuck.
You know what? I'm gonna keep everything right here. I'm good.
And you're like me. We had both our parents.
Clearly not, nigga.
No, we had both our parents living together. They were together our whole lives.
Yeah.
So it was actually kind of weird that we never walked in on our parents having sex. Because
you keep going back to
we
this,
don't know.
Like, bro.
But I'm saying there's people that have these experiences that are like.
How
and
do
then
we
they
get
have
how
it
we,
shapes them into like
where we at?
These weird teenagers.
Where we at?
All right. I mean, you don't want to face the real. It's not a therapy session though, so we don't gotta
no,
make
it
you
is.
Face it.
And I'm fine. Like you can you acknowledge it, bring it out. I'm good.
Lo's like la 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 la.
I know how to protect
la 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 la.
Bro,
she's like what? What?
My parents have sex. I don't know how me and my sisters got here, man. I don't know.
Certain things, I'm just like, nah, I'm cool.
We was teleported here.
Y'all niggas want to acknowledge that shit? Go to therapy and
that's
do that shit.
Happened.
I'm cool. Like,
I don't have to. Cool. It didn't bother me. I just remember that. And I just remember thinking it was weird. And that was it.
I'm cool, bro.
I was like, ah, my dad's naked.
Even got here today.
I think I saw one of my brothers naked, too. I don't know.
See, like, if she's still going.
We live together. We are family. It's bound to happen.
Unpack it. Go ahead. Unpack it.
That's it.
Go ahead, unpack
let's,
it.
Let's talk about it.
Like, unpack it. You know, like, what you got to unpack?
We're here now, you know?
Right,
we're
like, what
here,
you got to unpack, Rosie?
Let's just have it out
unpack it.
There.
Y'all
like,
have
what is
never
it?
Had unpack an uncomfortable... It. You have
no,
three sisters.
No,
I remember the first time I saw my dad's dick.
No,
we're not doing
that.
Let's pack it up.
It was an accident, right?
It was funny.
It was
like,
definitely
right,
an accident.
Exactly.
Like, it was like,
and hey, you were like, huh?
The drawers, like, they weren't like,
I would walk out
they weren't the
night.
Most, they weren't the most like newest drawers. So it wasn't like it was just swinging.
Like, bro, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not. I'm cool.
It just
like I'm so cool on this. Like I'm so cool.
I mean,
and you know what's
bro,
crazy?
So
Lo
cool.
has experienced something like this and he don't want to talk
I'm
about it. It's
so
okay.
Cool on this. I'm
listen,
so
y'all.
Cool.
Oh my God. This has been another episode of Say Less with Kaz, Loki, and Rosie. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube.
I mean, if you want
and to. And wherever you listen to podcasts Apple, Spotify, wherever you get them. You can catch me on MSGPM this week. You can catch me in other places as well. Low.
Apple good. Music hits every night. Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hip hop R&B throwback right here. Also, Rap Life Review.
All
right,
I just did Cypher Sounds podcast. It's called Say Talk Clearlier.
What?
Yeah.
That's
where they.
That's
no,
that,
no,
that's
what. No.
Not the title.
That is the title.
Definitely not the title.
How much you want to bet? Talk Clearlier because they fuck up American words. They butcher American words on a daily and it's funny.
Got it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So there.
And check that out. Shout
I
out
did
Cyph.
That. It was funny.
Shout out the legendary Cypher Sounds. Jake, thank you. Sam, thank you for pulling
Sam.
Up. Thank you, everybody here. And like we always do with this.
Yo, Sam, just send me some fire pictures, bro.